From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Israel this week, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave the green light for the construction of hundreds of new homes in Jewish settlements in the West Bank. This despite the Obama administration's push for a settlement freeze. No sooner was the news made official than a group of settlers held a ceremony. They laid a cornerstone for a newly approved block of buildings.
Elsewhere in the West Bank, something different is happening. Palestinian leaders say they can no longer simply wait for the peace process to move forward. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from the West Bank city of Jenin.
The first thing you see when you come into Jenin these days are Palestinian police standing at a traffic circle, randomly stopping and checking vehicles. Men and women who are driving hand over their IDs for review and are sent on their way. Sergeant Mohammed Abu Amire says that the checkpoint is strategically placed.
It's a central location. Cars move downtown and out of town from here, so we need to monitor this place.
It's a far cry from the days when militias controlled the town and Israeli tanks rolled through the streets regularly. Nasif Esuki is a parking lot attendant here.
There has been a big change in the Palestinian Authority's ability to exercise its jurisdiction over the people of Jenin and the town of Jenin. Security has improved tremendously.
Colonel Rade Aseda is the area commander for Jenin. He says in April 2008, the security services launched a campaign here to get Jenin under control.
Since then, not one bullet has been shot against the Israelis from Jenin. In return, though, we've gotten very little. They haven't withdrawn 1 meter from any part of the West Bank. They've pulled down a few checkpoints, but that's it.
Under the so-called roadmap for peace, Palestinians promised to crack down on militant groups. In return, Israelis were supposed to freeze settlement activity. Colonel Asada says he's frustrated by what he perceives as a lack of acknowledgement on the part of the occupying power that things have changed.
We have achieved all that was asked of us. We have shown that we are capable of imposing law and order. Israel has not cooperated with us at all, we feel.
And the Palestinians are now saying they won't wait anymore.
It is our responsibility to build our state. And it's not going to be to happen by itself for us to think that we could wait until somebody else does it for us.
With that goal in mind, Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Salam Fayyad last week launched an ambitious 2-year plan. In an interview with NPR today, he said at the end of that period, the Palestinian Authority should function pretty much as a state. The focus will be on building up the institutions that can govern the Palestinian people.
We believe that, as a matter of fact, if we do this right, then if the occupation will not have ended by then, if the political process will not have ended by then, it will actually produce the state de facto on the ground.
But Fayyad acknowledges that without a deal with Israel, the dream of a Palestinian state will never be realized. There are reports that the Palestinian and Israeli leaders will meet later this month on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. Formal peace talks could resume shortly thereafter. The Obama administration is trying to hammer out a deal with the Israelis that will see them commit to a temporary settlement freeze. The Palestinians say that without that, there can be no resumption of peace talks. Fayyad says Israel's recent approval of new housing in the West Bank is a bad sign.
Just at a time when what we're looking for, what we all should be looking for, are actions and statements that would give this maximum chance. What we have is a statement that goes in the opposite direction. This is definitely problematic.
But he wouldn't go so far as to say it's a deal breaker. Palestinians, he says, will negotiate for peace, but he says their focus should also be on getting their own house in order.
It is a Palestinian state. It should be built by us. Get people excited about something like this. It is a decidedly positive message, and it can move people in a most constructive way.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jenin.